Hello, and welcome to Intuitive Nature, the podcast. My name is Susan Jane, and I believe that trusting your intuition is the best way to live your life with meaning and purpose. Each week, you will hear about how you can connect, develop, and trust your intuition through meditations, readings, and my own personal experiences. Join me to understand how your intuition can guide you towards a life full of meaning and loving purpose. Hello, everyone, and welcome back again to Intuitive Nature, the podcast. I'm Susan Jane, the intuitist, and I have got this amazing guest on today. You're going to love her. She has got such an amazing background story. Are we going to talk about it? But the reason why we want to talk about her background story is because what is she is creating going forward. And I'm a little bit of a forward thinker, so I'm finding this really, really interesting. Now, her name is Martina. And her surname, I think, is Valhas. I don't know whether I've pronounced that right. I probably haven't. She is from Germany. But this amazing lady moved to Croatia in the middle of this war-torn country. And I'm not going to tell you any more because, you know, what she does is so incredible. She helps you get your creative she helps you get your creator energy flowing. So not creative, creator, how we're going forward and the best life that we can have going forward. So I want to introduce you to the beautiful Martina, and she is going to join us right now. Hi, Martina, how are you going?
Hi, Susan Jane. Thank you for having me on the show. Hello, everyone. So happy to be here. I'm a little excited. I'm so happy to share with all of you about these very important things.
Okay, look, I want to ask you the first question, Martina, because I'm just excited to know what's going on. You're German, and you've moved to Croatia, right in the middle of this war-torn place.
Yeah.
What on earth made you do that? Please share.
As you can imagine, you're not the first person asking that question, and it's really interesting because I do not have any relatives, no further connection to Croatia. Only we started to love the country, and we went there for holiday quite often. And every time we left, when I talk about me, I'm talking about me and my husband and our beautiful dog. And every time we had to leave, both of us were sitting in the car and literally crying entire way back. And it's like a 10-hour drive. And then one day, things changed. My parents died and we sold our company. And then again, we went there for a holiday, sitting there at the beach. And it was like, do we have to go back, really? And then my husband said, and that's very unusual because he's very logical, analytical person. He said, no, we don't. We just can stay here. And immediately I knew that this will happen, that this will become reality. And I had this vision of a house where people can come together, where we can do healing work, where we can do teachings, where we can just spend some incredible time at the sea. We live directly at the sea now and experience this beautiful nature and these beautiful power spots that are also around here in Croatia. And so we went back home, we chose some property, we bought the property, and my husband was like, okay, we got this to sell. The house should look like that. That may cost about this. Okay, we can do that. Not doing any detailed calculation, nothing. And that was like a miracle to me. It was always my dream to live at the sea. And now it started to become true. So everything went very quickly. That was end of 2016. And end of June 2017, we moved here.
And how did you find it? Like obviously where you've moved to is more of a safer area. You're on the beach and things like that. But have you had to experience any of this, the situation that was going on over there?
Well, you are really aware of what is going on. And through all these times that we have been here, we have been 2 years after the war was the first time we have been here. So you saw a lot of signs from the war happening. All these, there were signs, don't enter mines. So they didn't clear all the areas. The streets were very damaged from the tanks driving along. But people were so friendly already at that time.
Cool.
And now when we came here, things have changed dramatically. So they made huge progress in offering a beautiful environment for tourists. But it's very present in the people. So a lot of still people being aggressive. So Croatians hating Bosnians and Serbians and the other way around. And when you are from Serbia trying to find work here in Croatia, you won't be offered a job.
Wow. Okay. All right. So you've gone from Germany. You've lost your parents. You've packed everything up. You've found a spot in Croatia on the beach where you want to be.
Yes.
What have you done since you've got there? What's been your plan, your goal?
The plan was to help as many people as possible in the direct area, the entire country, but also the world, and especially then also my clients, my patients that are working with me, to show them how beautiful it is to follow just your intuition, not to listen to anything from the outside, not to believe those people that are kind of like jealous. Why are you going to Croatia? You have this beautiful house here in Germany. Yeah, but I can build a beautiful house in Croatia as well. And just do it, knowing that it will be perfect. We had a lot of struggle when we came here. We had been cheated. We had been lied to. We had been betrayed and blackmailed. But still, we knew it will turn out good. And now it's only about to sort out now. So that's the interesting thing. But I always knew. And then the power lays into the ability to not buy into the fear. Just trust the knowing. When you know it'll be good, then stick to it.
How do you feel that? Martin, how do you feel that knowing? How do you feel it?
For me, it's a simple knowing, and I get a little reverence from my physical body. So I'm asking these yes-no questions, and then my body reacts in a certain way. In my case, it's like when I get a yes answer, then my body bounces a little bit forward. And when it's a no answer, it bounces a little bit backward.
Wow, and that is amazing.
And the best sign is when you get the answer before you finished asking the question, then you know for sure. Yes. So sometimes it comes right in the middle. And in the meantime, I've embodied that in such a way that I don't even need the physical response, but I just get the answer. And then I just know it and I do it, I follow it.
Yes. It just that synchronicity, everything seems to come into place, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. And when we get those negative things, like say you were blackmailed and this and that, when we get those negative things, I often find it's because we're going in the right direction, but not necessarily on the right path.
It can be some test. So the universe kind of like testing, is it really what you want?
Yes.
If you really stick to that plan, it can be that you have to move a little bit around to change some direction, but not the entire plan.
Yeah.
But not to fall into these low vibrant emotions like fear or anger or even hate, because it's easy to start hating people that do things like that. But then also you can look, where is my responsibility in that this happened? because there is always a bit of own responsibility. And then it turns out, okay, I allowed them to cross boundaries before. And so they thought, well, maybe it's okay to just continue and extend crossing those boundaries.
Absolutely, yes.
And this is my responsibility. So I can work on myself. A beautiful tool doing that is the Ho'oponopono prayer, where you can just forgive yourself for your part of what went not that well. And that's it. Not using any labels, which makes it easy. No judgment here, because it is what it is. We are humans. And sometimes it turns out that we made a slightly wrong decision in the 3D world.
Yeah.
But it's...
It can be rectified. It can be changed. It's not the be-all and end-all.
Exactly.
True. Absolutely. Okay, so what I'd love to talk about now is one of your areas of expertise is getting your creator energies flowing. Now, I must admit, when we were connecting through the email, I looked at creative, and then it wasn't until just before you came on that I went, no, it's creator. Now, that's completely different to creative, because when we're actually creating our future, that's an amazing difference. So our creator energies is completely different. I would love you to explain what you mean by it.
It's interesting because this is something that lately got stronger and came up with the entire evolution that we are undergoing. And so I got a way deeper understanding of how powerful we really are. So far, we have been talking about that we are all divine and we are all one and we can create all of that. But now it starts to embody. And a lot of people can now embody exactly that. So we are in this awakening process into the 5D where it all gets clear. And so this is actually something I knew that already when passing you the first email, but it got only present now the last like 3 to 4 weeks, where it comes so clear that we have the power to create everything in our lives, and it goes instantly, instant manifestation. It goes quicker and quicker and quicker. So please, everybody, watch your thoughts, watch your words, watch your actions, and only focus. My favorite quote, all-time favorite quote is, only focus on what you truly want. If you don't want to have a vaccine, don't focus on the vaccine. If you don't want to have, I don't know, war or child trafficking or animal abuse, so don't focus on it. Notice, observe, and then you can take conscious action. What is my part? What can I do to change that? And what is it that we all can do to change it? Just love ourselves and vibrate that love out. Everything is healed through love.
Yes, absolutely. And if we're working on ourselves, it can't help but permeate around the rest of us. And they start to feel it, and it just grows and grows and grows. So one of the things you just said before, and I want to bring that forward again, is watch your thoughts, watch your words, watch your actions, something along those lines. Can you please go down a little bit deeper on that? Because this is one thing I have a bit of a, I'm not an issue, but I have this little bit of a clash with my partner, because he tends to say things and I go, he'll say, oh, I'm sick and tired of all this. And I go, no, don't say that, because the more you say you're sick and tired, the more sick and tired you're going to get.
Yeah.
So could you elaborate a little bit more about what you mean by watching your thoughts, your words, your actions, that sort of thing?
Well, it actually is exactly what you said. Where your attention goes, the energy flows. Maybe I will use a beautiful analogy, and I'm sure some of you know it already, where this old native Indian is sitting with the grandson and they're talking about good and bad. And so the grandpa is using the analogy of the two wolves that are in your brain, and they are kind of like discussing all the time. And then the grandson asked Grandpa, but which of them will survive? And Grandpa said, well, it's very easy, the one that you're feeding.
So if you're feeding the negative, that's what will survive. If you're feeding the positive, that's what will survive.
Exactly. Now it starts getting a little bit tricky because the human brain is wired to tend to be negative. So the negative pathways are way stronger than the positive ones. And we need a lot of awareness. And now it gets even more tricky because it's the subconscious mind running our entire day. It's like 90 to 95% subconscious mind. And as soon as the conscious mind gets distracted by reading, talking, whatever, the subconscious does whatever it wants. And now again, you can bring in the physical body. The physical body is a mirror for everything that is going on, conscious or unconsciously. And it's very important to create an awareness of these unconscious thoughts. So maybe play a little game with yourself, visualizing something that you really don't like, and notice how your body reacts, how it feels, the energy, maybe the tension, shoulders raising, may some shallow breathing, maybe even noticing fear coming up, all these uncomfortable feelings. And then go back to some neutral, some beautiful things, something that you really like to see. And then notice again, how does my body react to that? How does it feel? Shoulders go down, you go back to a more belly breathing, you're more relaxed, you start smiling instantly because you think of nice situation from last holiday or whatever. And training that, getting that awareness, using the physical body as the mirror of unconscious thoughts, then you can catch yourself as soon as you notice, okay, there is some negative thing, something I should not focus on. You can consciously step away from it, and then you can challenge your conscious mind. Is it any true? Is it even for me? Do I have all the information? Does it change anything to stay in that energy? And the answer is always no. It doesn't change anything here. And most often, it's not even your own shit. Sorry.
I agree. Absolutely.
But it's other people's things that you buy into. And that is not what we should do. We should just focus on ourselves. And I don't talk about the egoic way of doing it. But we can only be there for our, for others if we are healthy and happy and in love with ourselves. So if you ever wonder why you don't find the perfect partner or the perfect relationship, ask yourself, would you love to be married with yourself?
Yes, yes. I know when I split up with my ex-husband, like we had a 20-year marriage, I know I wasn't prepared to go into another relationship for a long, long time until I had sorted myself out, because I did not want someone to fill a gap. I wanted somebody to grow and learn with. So, yes, there is. We have to be happy with ourselves in whatever way, shape or form that looks like before we can move on and do anything else.
So we've
looked at that. We've looked at that side of it. What I want to get an understanding of is what actually you do. I understand your philosophy and I'm loving it. But where do you go from there? What do you actually do?
Well, actually, it covers a wide variety of things that I'm doing. Very often I start working with people on the physical body. So I'm basically an alternative medical practitioner, certificated on that. I'm medical intuitive. And I'm also a soul communicator, connecting to souls. And it doesn't matter. I'm working with humans and animals. And it doesn't matter if they're still alive or already passed over, because soul is always present. And you cannot separate the body from the emotions and from the soul. Yeah. And so normally we end up very quickly in the area of mental, emotional work, releasing negative emotions, thoughts, helping people to just move on, move forward, start loving themselves, and then move forward into the spiritual teachings. So yeah, it's actually covering all of that.
Yeah, 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 because it's a step. You can't work on one area, but you can start. And you start on one area and you work through as you go along. And for those that are on the podcast, the website is www.wemakeyouhappy.de. So that's for the people on the podcast. If you're watching it on YouTube, it's going across the bottom of the screen. Woohoo! oh, we've got this down pat now. Now, what I wanted to ask you, Martina, so you've talked about what you're doing there. You're helping people on the physical level, on the spirit, on the emotional and on the soul level, and going all the way through to the spiritual level. So you're working on all levels of them, which is perfect. How do you do that? Do we have to come to Croatia to do that, or how do you actually do all that?
Well, although we have the opportunity that you come to Croatia, and we would be very happy, we have wonderful apartments, but it actually works online. Very often I can even do it on remote. So normally I'm having regular one-on-one sessions where we meet, where we just, sometimes we just share, but every time a lot of energy flows and a lot of clearing goes just on automatic. Then working on the physical body, I can do that while being present with a client or patient, or I do that on remote. That depends on what the client wants, how much time they want to invest as well. And then I do a lot in the background clearing work, where I don't need
to be aware of, are they? Yes, I know. No. You do a lot, you don't even realize you're doing it sometimes.
Exactly. So sometimes something pops up, and then different clients show up, and then you just address it and you get a message, oh, I'm feeling so much better, what did you do? And I'm like, okay. So
but isn't it funny, you're not really sure what you've done, but you are really aware that you've done something.
Yes.
You know you've done something, yeah, but it's on such a different a vibrational level that you really, because you're not mentally going, I'm going to fix you, you're exactly more of a, it's more about being that vibrational level where if you're going to be fixed, I'm going to be sending you that healing energy or that energy to help you go that next step. But if you're not ready to be fixed, it won't work.
No.
They've got to be as open-minded as you are to allow that energy to flow, don't they?
Yeah, that's basically the thing. So some people ask me, so kind of like, can you guarantee? I said, no, I cannot guarantee. I'm not doing the healing.
Yeah.
I'm just forwarding what the universe is giving me. And that's that. It's up to you. Okay, I have some things in the background that I can do to shift people, to open them up, but sometimes, and then we have the universe, and if the universe has a different plan, then no one on this planet can do anything about it.
Yes, and we also all have free choice. So
exactly,
I can't guarantee I can fix you if your free choice is I don't want to be fixed.
Yeah,
but what I can look at is, okay, why don't you want to be fixed? And then you can work on that sort of level in that area.
Absolutely.
There was something else I wanted to ask you, and it's gone from my head. I can't remember what it was. Oh, I know. Yes, I do. Because we're talking about the creator. Now, getting the creative energy flow on top. So we were talking about that. Have you got a little tip, trick, hint, an understanding of how we can actually start to get our creator energy flow on, because we want to create or manifest the best life ever, especially after having 2020 and going into 2021. So we want to look at our best life ever. How can we do that?
Okay, one of the most important things, and don't forget ever that, is deep belly breathing. That sounds very stupid, but it is the most important thing you can do. It does so many things. First of all, you get more oxygen, which is very important for your brain, for your entire cells. It helps you balance your pH level, and I bet not a lot of you know that, because breathing is one of the body's ways to balance the blood pH level. And if you know a little bit about the human body, you know that a lack of oxygen and a too acidic body are the main reasons for illness and disease.
Yes, yes.
So deep belly breathing can help with that. And on top of that, by expanding the lower parts of your lungs, you're activating the parasympathetic system, which is the counterpart of the sympathetic system, so the stress system. Your body cannot react any different as relax instantly when you do the deep belly breathing. You need that desperately for healing, for calming down. And then you already have a clear mind. You have oxygen in your mind. And the fear is not present, because in that energy, there cannot be any fear. The fear is gone. And when you then close your eyes and lift your eyes to an angle of 20%, around 20%, just lift the eyeballs a little bit.
Oh, okay. So you close your eyes and you sort of look up.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And then visualize what it is. If you are not visual, just use words. But now, listen, don't use any normal affirmations, because for most people, they do not work.
Yeah. Okay.
If you just use words like, my health is improving every day a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
My bank account is growing every day a little bit more. You know why? There is this guy in your brain that says, well, I don't believe you. That's not true. That will never happen for us. I'm not good enough. Whatever. I'm too small, too big, too whatever. But a little bit more, this is something that the most skeptical unconscious mind is accepting.
Yeah.
So if you just keep it like that and repeat it, speak it out aloud if possible, because you're energizing the air, your furniture, everything with these words.
And it's those incremental steps that allow you to get there.
Exactly.
When people are trying to focus on this really big picture at the end, it's too challenging. It's really hard to think that I'm here in this negative, depressed state, and I want to get up to here in this positive state. It's such a big jump. Whereas if I turn around and go, all right, one of mine was every day in every way, I'm getting better and better. I'm not really sure how was to start with. Every day in every way, I'm getting better and better. Oh, actually, I noticed that. Every day and everywhere, and I used to just repeat that, and that was my little way of doing it. Sometimes I'd be getting richer and richer, and every day and everywhere, I'm getting richer and richer. Again, not having that set goal, but having that belief in that emotion and how I'm feeling,
exactly.
And that fact I can get there.
Exactly. And you are also not putting any limits on it that way, because we tend to limit ourselves. So why should we do that? We are limitless. We're infinite. So infinite creators. And that way I totally keep it open. And then promise me something. Don't overthink what you said. Don't overthink it. Don't overthink it.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
won't work. Just leave it like it is. And whenever you come back into, yeah, but I'm not... It is getting better every day a little bit more.
That's exactly right. Yeah. Every time I'd have these thoughts, it was like, well, I just kept on going with the same every
exactly.
day. I'm getting better and better. I would do it almost as a mantra, because I'd be walking in the morning and I'd get the pace up, and every day and every way I'm getting better and better. like I said, every now and then you get this negative come through going, oh, no, you're not. And you just have to let that go. keep going and keep going. And it's really strange because you look back and you go, and this is the gratitude part where you look back and you go, oh, actually, oh, I am. Oh, that's changed. And they may be little increments, but little ones become bigger ones, become greater ones, become worldwide ones.
And maybe even it doesn't even start in all areas with little steps, but yeah. Maybe a big step happens by just doing this little thing.
Yes.
So yes. Everything is possible.
Yes. Absolutely.
Everything is possible here. And believe in yourself. You're divine. And it's all within you. There is nothing from outside that you need. You don't need to do crazy things out there to achieve. Start creating for yourself. Notice that you are powerful. And I'm not lying to you. I'm not lying to you. You can really believe me. And Susan Jane is confirming that it is.
Absolutely.
What I think is the more I dive into all of that is that the easier you keep it, the quicker it goes.
Yeah. What do you mean? Sorry, could you just...
If you just keep it simple.
Oh, yeah.
I'm, for example, not even meditating or anything like that. People always ask me, you must sit for hours, meditate. I don't meditate at all. I'm jumping between 5D and beyond and 3D to communicate with people. And it just goes like that. I'm just doing it. Mm. Not using any complicated process or rituals or the easier you keep it, the quicker it goes, the easier the energy flows.
I understand where you're coming from too. Yep. I have to be honest, I don't do the meditation that I used to. For a while there, when I was first going through my spirituality, I did meditate. I did meditate every afternoon or most afternoons. But what I found with the meditation, it wasn't so much the meditation, it was the fact that I gave myself some time.
Yeah.
And that's what it wasn't. It wasn't what I was getting out of the meditation. It was the fact that I gave myself some time. I gave myself time to reflect, time to go, well, why am I feeling like that? And just that sort of side to it. So, yeah, the meditation was great and it got me into that rhythm of being able to give to myself.
Well, I'm using a slightly different approach because whenever I walk the dog or I go down to the sea, you're automatic in a meditative state.
Absolutely, yep.
And you can create. Do we have time? I have to share. Would like to share one beautiful story that happened lately because we can shift timelines. We can move to different timelines. So it's literally about collapsing the old timelines that we do not want to see anymore and creating new ones. So I was out walking with the dog. It's maybe like 6 weeks ago. My husband was at home and it was a beautiful sunny day and I was walking and looking around and talking to the dog and passing by some people sitting out on the terrace. And when I came home, my husband was really upset and excited and said, "Are you okay?" And I said, "Why shouldn't I be okay?" He said, "Yeah, didn't you notice the earthquake?"
Oh.
And in that moment, a friend that lives literally on the other side where I was walking, so my husband on this side, I walking in the middle, and she on the other side. Did you notice the earthquake? And I'm like, no, there was no earthquake. The dog didn't notice it. I didn't notice it. The people around didn't notice it, but everyone else did.
Wow.
So it must have been a different timeline where there was no earthquake. There was just peace and happiness and love present.
Wow. And
this is the power that you can create when you just trust yourself and your creator energy.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, that is amazing. Well, Martina, we've hit the 34-minute mark, so I have to sort of, we have to close it off soon. But what I would love, the ability to connect with you. Now, how I have said your website, which is www.wealthyourpower.com, wemakeyouhappy.de. So yes, that's your website. Is there, are you on Facebook or anything else that they can connect with you?
Yes.
Or something to that effect?
Yes, I'm on. People can always connect me through the website. There is a phone number. There is email, of course. I'm on Facebook. You will find me under my name, Martina, and it's pronounced Whitehouse.
Oh, sorry. Bloody Australians.
Every English-speaking people struggle with my last name, so no worries here. So just enter my name, or you find my business page, We Make You Happy. It's the same name. I'm also having a group there, which is Rebalance, Refuel, Remind. So you will find a way to contact me. Lately, I joined MeWe, but I haven't started any business there, but I have a private account there, and Telegram. You have to have some alternatives, and yeah.
Oh, fly over. Oh, that's lovely. All right. Well, I'll have to close off, Martina. Hang on, I've got to just get my branding thing up, ready to go. I am going to say thank you so much. It's been wonderful. What I will do is on the, which I didn't do with the others, I should have done. On the YouTube and on the podcast, I'll actually put your website down there so people can, if they're opening that up, they can click and link onto that. So that will be good. But I will say thank you so much and bye for now. And I will talk to you in a minute. I will just say goodbye to everybody else. So if you do want any more understanding or tools about trusting your intuition and spirituality, you can subscribe to the podcast. I am doing a individual talk 1 week and then an interview the next week, so you don't get sick of my voice. So it's lovely to be able to chat with other people. But you can follow me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all those sort of things, whatever you have to do. My I've got Martina's on still. My website is www.intuitivenature.com.au. It is Australian business. And there is a few blogs and resources on there. Also, I have the Facebook group called Emotional Mastery. If you want to jump on there, I am trying to make that a little bit more interactive. I have been a bit slack. But remember, we are all naturally intuitive. It is part of human nature. It is our intuitive nature. So I thank you all for listening, and I will talk to you again next week. So bye for now.